Hi everyone, my name is Chloe and I'm here today to tell you about an incredible wildlife watching boat trip I went on just last week. I am currently studying ecology at university, so I usually organise these types of coastal excursions purely for my coursework and field research. However, this specific trip was completely different because it was actually a birthday present from my parents. They knew I desperately wanted to see some marine life up close, but in a sustainable way.
When we arrived at the bustling dock early in the morning, I got my first look at the vessel. Given the size of the estuary we were exploring, I'd naturally assumed we would be travelling on a standard diesel cruiser, or perhaps even a large sailing boat. But to my absolute surprise, the boat was equipped with a state-of-the-art electric motor. The captain proudly explained that this meant the vessel could glide through the water in almost complete silence, without any of the rumbling vibrations you usually get.
Before we departed, the captain gave us a comprehensive safety briefing and explained exactly why this silent running was so critical. You might logically think it's simply to stop the shy animals from swimming away before we can photograph them, but environmental research shows that loud engine noises can drastically increase the stress levels of the local marine life, affecting their long-term health and breeding patterns. Once we set off, we slowly made our way into the vast estuary. I genuinely thought we'd head straight out into the deep ocean channels to find the larger animals. However, the captain carefully steered us towards the shallow waters near the salt marshes instead. He explained that these sheltered areas act as a vital nursery for marine life, and that's where the most activity happens during the incoming tide. I had my camera ready, desperately hoping to see a pod of playful dolphins, which this particular stretch of coastline is moderately famous for. We didn't spot any of those on this occasion, unfortunately, but we were treated to an amazing unobstructed view of several grey seals basking on a nearby sandbank. It was an absolute privilege to see them so peaceful and undisturbed. Because the boat was so incredibly quiet, we were able to drift surprisingly close to them without causing any alarm. The guide told us to watch their movements carefully. I fully expected him to tell us about their sleeping habits or migration routes, but instead he gave us a fascinating explanation of their unique hunting technique in the murky waters of the estuary and how they use their whiskers to detect moving fish. Even though the sun was shining brightly when we initially left the harbour, the wind quickly picked up across the open water and it got surprisingly chilly. I had packed a thick woolen jumper in my bag just in case, but I was extremely grateful when the crew handed each of us a thick thermal jacket to wear over our clothes. It really kept the freezing sea breeze out. As we drifted back along the coastline, we were looking out for native seabirds diving for fish. Unfortunately, not everything we saw was a beautiful part of nature. You often hear terrible stories on the news about huge fishing nets causing major problems for marine wildlife, but what we spotted bobbing along near the reeds was a discarded plastic bottle. It was really depressing to see everyday litter making its way into such a pristine environment. Towards the very end of the trip, I leaned quite far over the wooden railing to get a better look at a magnificent heron standing in the shallows. I managed to keep a tight grip on my expensive camera, which was a relief, but my sunglasses slipped right off the top of my head and vanished into the dark water below. It was entirely my own fault for not taking them off and putting them in my pocket. Despite losing my belongings, the entire boat trip was totally inspiring and deeply educational. I was originally going to write a short article for the student magazine about ecotourism. However, the experience has motivated me to do something much more practical, and I now plan to spend my summer volunteering for a local conservation charity to help actively protect these amazing coastal habitats. I can't wait to get started.